So part of it was to explore terminology that is out there, you know, in the scientific world. But I wanted it to be, we wanted it to come from our own lived experiences and our own vocabulary or language, right? So, and an example of that is whakaatukehe, which explains mourning, and that's how the people of Niue had described what climate change and mental health is. And it's probably so much deeper than that one term. So that's what I mean. It's just an example for our own stories to be visible, on not just across the region, but globally as well.